Good morning. Sunny, a little bit sunny out there right now. Some clouds, and we'll have rain this afternoon off and on. 61 downtown. Looks a little nicer than we expected it to be. So the weekend may not be totally destroyed after all.
That's right, Robin. Well stated. Precisely.
Oh, come here.
Oh, my God. Richard. Richard.
What, is going to the bathroom?
No,
oh, don't let it happen.
Oh, off limits, Richard.
Richard!
Our friend Richard Peterson immediately heads for the men's room. Only reason he's by.
Hmm.
That's the only reason he came by.
Well, we have a new receptionist, and she may not have... Have you met Richard before?
No, I haven't.
And this is your first time, and you had to escort him to the bathroom? Probably a lifelong remembrance for you there. Okay.
You better call...
Richard, are you listening in the bathroom right now? Because we have speakers in the bathroom, so we can hear if our records are over. Richard, can you hear us?
Please, head for the control area.
If you can be here in 3 seconds, I'll give you $5
cash. Take your time,
cash.
Richard. We'll bring some magazines in. No,
no
problem.
No. Richard, if you're listening and you can be here before it's 10 to 10, I will give you $5 cash. That's 15 seconds,
can I
Richard.
I call Roto-Rooter.
Good idea, Ryan. No, Ryan. No, you don't have to call. 949, did you have a little a promotional slate? Promotional slate.
I already did it.
What is it, Roy? What do you want?
You are getting sleepy.
I'm getting sleepy. Hell, I've been sleepy all morning.
Oh, I think Richard might have. Richard! Richard, come here. Come here. Come over to this one here, this microphone here.
Hi, Richard.
Okay, right here, Richard.
Here. Richard?
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Rich. Richard.
Hi.
Okay. Did you hear what we said in the bath? Were you in the bathroom? Could you hear us talking to you?
No. Because you like the music.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong station.
Hey, that's a great new shirt you're wearing.
I bought it in July before my Texas trip.
Now, wait a minute. Will you tell Richard? Richard, can you hear me, Richard?
Yes.
Richard, it doesn't do me any good for you to tell me you bought it the end of July. I have to know the exact date.
It's 30 July.
Yeah, but what was the date
30th,
and the time?
The exact date.
I think it's either by 5 days the 5th or the Saturday the 6th of July.
Well, if you're going to be so vague.
Richard, I must tell you that we took many phone calls after the football game, people saying they saw you do the Seahawks gig.
Yeah, but it's not a gig. It's not a gig.
Okay.
Well, what was it then, Richard?
I hate the street.
No, I know you do, but
back.
Just tell me what you were doing down at the Kingdom during
I did not make $200. I only made $160.
Well, sure you did.
Oh,
but did you play your trumpet?
Yes, yeah, same old trumpet solo. And when I played the song that Superman played, the Superman was mad at me before the Seahawks was over.
You know, that is
a feud. Misbehave.
That feud has been going on longer than the Clampett and the
McCoys. I hate the street.
So you say the tuba man makes you misbehave?
Yes, he was mad. I have a right to play the same tune that tuba man plays if I know the tune.
Oh, if you know the tune and the tuba man is playing it,
yes.
Then you want to play the same song.
Yes, I have a right.
Oh, sure you do. You can play whatever you want. It's open air.
Share music.
Mm-hmm.
But the tuba man don't respect the manner.
Okay, can
and
you
the number is 632-7998.
Oh!
Don't worry, phone number.
632.
No, Richard, don't say. Hey, Richard, now knock that off. I'm calling him.
No.
God dang it, Richard.
Richard, stop
tuba?
Saying the number. You want to talk to Ed?
Yeah, is he there, please?
Yeah, he's here.
All right. Jeez. Now, Richard. Richard, we don't need the number. We have Tuba Man right here. Tuba Man is right here. He's on the telephone so that we can continue your feud.
Something wrong with the mic.
No, there's nothing wrong with the mic.
Hi, Tuba.
Barry.
Hi. Well, guess who blew by? We used the men's room, and now we have him on with you.
You've got to put your headphone on your ear.
Oh, terrific. Yeah.
Melinda.
Richard, how did you do at the Kingdom?
Tuba? No, Richard, turn it over.
Pretty good.
Richard, look at this. He's got the headphones on.
What's going on there?
Richard Peterson.
Yes.
We're putting a set of headset on Richard Peterson so I can...
Hi, Tuba.
You mean Stonewall Peterson?
Why do you call him Stonewall?
Yeah.
Why do you call him that?
How so, Tuba?
Why? Because he only knows his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be that way, doesn't it?
Okay, now tell me. So you're playing a song on your tuba, and then Richard comes along to harmonize with you, and you have a problem with that.
I do.
Why is that, Tuba? I think that's open air, and it's fair game.
Yes.
Well, what if you declared a truce, and what if you played, Richard, Tuba, I'm only suggesting this. Don't get mad. Don't get all frothy.
Doesn't do any good.
What if you played a duet? and split the proceeds.
I keep the money in my bucket. He keeps the money in his schedule. I'm playing separate spot by playing same tune.
I know
Richard,
that's what.
Richard, how would you like $100 worth of Canadian pennies?
I don't take Canadian coins.
That would make your day, wouldn't it?
I need my piano gig back.
I know that, Richard, but in the meantime.
I'm going to write the word piano man on the forehead, and every time I appear on the street, the piano going to be appear on my forehead every single day.
Okay. Richard, don't write your
word
on your head.
I will write piano man.
Don't
that's what he wrote. He
ended
on his forehead, Maynard.
Oh, no, Richard, did you really do that?
Yeah,
he did.
Every week on appearance.
Do you?
Yeah, my piano gig is returned.
Okay, Richard, I want you to stop tuba stop for just a second.
Just take a big deep breath, everybody.
Everybody relax.
It's Richard that needs the inhale more than me.
All right, okay, tuba, I want you to be quiet, Richard. Richard, tuba, you must stop. Now, Richard, I want you to know that if you do write piano man on your forehead, people will think you're very strange and they won't give you as much money.
So I will write piano man.
Well, why would you write that? Because now you won't get as much money.
No, it's the same thing. Otherwise, people think I'm just a trumpet man.
Oh, I see.
They'll prove once and for all who's the show-off and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now what? Richard, why don't we do this instead? We'll take a picture, a photograph of you playing the piano and the trumpet at the same time, and we'll put that up by your case, and that way you don't have to write Piano Man on your forehead.
But is it rainy? Is the picture get ruined?
Well, we will plasticize it. I will have it personally laminated for you, Richard. We will do anything.
Don't write Piano Man on your head.
I think I will.
To try to...
I will every time I appear on the street with a trumpet.
No.
I feel like my piano gig back.
How do you write it on there? In a mirror?
Yes.
Do you use the mirror?
Yes.
Wow.
So I can look at it.
Yeah, I saw it. He had it on his forehead when I saw him on Sunday.
Okay, now, Richard, I'm going to get a photograph of you playing the piano trumpet gig, and you then John will laminate it in plastic so no rain or weather can affect it, and that way everyone will know that you play the piano too, and you don't write that on your head anymore.
Well,
all right,
I can't promise.
Do we have a deal?
No. I need my piano gig back before this year's over.
You kids are impossible.
You really think
you're going to be
waiting for Richard?
And I'm not going to put up with a talking wet rain.
All right. Now, Richard, I want you to calm down. Tuba, you're not helping this situation any. You know that.
Tuba Man plays the tuba and has a kettle in which he collects his money. Do you accept Canadian coins, by the way, Tuba?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And Richard has what do you collect yours in? A bucket?
Yes.
And you don't accept Canadian coins.
No Canadian coins.
How would you like $100 worth of Canadian pennies, Richard?
Give it to the chicken and the face.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm an insane asylum here.
Well, big surprise.
Yeah. And don't expect to see me on feet in the 21st century.
Oh, Richard. Robin.
Oh, my God,
how
Maynard.
How does that grab you, Richard?
Goodbye.
Hang on, Tuba. Richard's going to do the close live here.
Oh.
The Robert and Maynard show.
Come on, Richard.
Yeah, I want you boys to listen to each other. Now, Tuba, you can help out with this. And this is what working together is about. And I think we could work for this in the future on the street corner gig.
It's not a street corner gig.
No. Okay, Richard, the clause, please.
The Robin and Maynard show is a FM production.
And who are
and
you?
And who's speaking?
Wait, the Peterson. Stop! That's what we're calling now. It's no good. Shut out now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tuba. Thank you, Richard Peterson.
It's been fun. More for me than Richard.
I better get back to the piano.